opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
That's all I want to do.
Thank you.
Don't want nothing from you.
Yes.
Giving me everything I need. Nobody tell me to say.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Robbie. Welcome you to www.mikebroadcastddb.com. You can hear some more music like that more and more, and watching Brother Robbie work this thing here. Give honor to the Spirit of Christ. Hello, Pastor Sharon. LQ, this image for you, Pastor Sharon. This image for you, LQ, and Brother Dan Chavez. God bless you. I want to share some words with you to continue to encourage you. We welcome you also to Mike Live. And I want to give you a word that God gave me this morning. And this is very important. I want you to write this down. Your delay equals your relay. Your delay equals your relay. And this is a simple thing I want to teach and expound on. I want to kind of use some of my experience with you. Why sometimes the person who always gets out first or gets there first or seems to start first always seems to be the one that people talks and brags about. But I've learned some things in life at 55 years old, this is my 56th year, that it isn't the one who starts out first that's always the successful one. It isn't the one who always seems to be in front of the line that wins. It gets the attention sometime, it gets the handcuffs of the people, but it's not always the case. You're going to learn that your delay sometimes equals your relay, you know, and you're going to show, I'm going to show you how God will slow things up just to position you in a proper place. God will put you in a situation where you want God to hurry up and do it. Hurry up, Jesus. And God kind of slows the process down because there are other pieces that have to pop in place. And so sometimes you got to tell people, I'm not hurrying. I'm not getting stressed. I'm not full of anxiety. When God wants to do it, he just do it. Now make sure you're doing everything you're supposed to do. But I realize a lot of times, we get mad at God because we want God to move as fast for us as he did to others. But everybody's calling isn't the same, Brother Robert. Everything, Brother, Sister, Pastor Sharon, LQ. And sometimes we have an American type of Western civilization gospel that if God did it for you in 3 days, he got to do it for me for 3 days. And if God did it in an hour for Sister Wanda, he got to do it within an hour for Brother Raheem. And I've come to learn that's not the case. Everybody's calling is different. The way God uses people is different. And you got to learn to embrace who God called you to be and enjoy those seasons where things are on delay so God can position you for a relay. Now, you know, I've been doing this whole story on Ehud, the left-handed warrior, how he took out the 18-inch dagger and shoved it into the belly of the demon called King Eglon because he had God's people in bondage. Hello, Aji. But if you get to the same chapter of Judges chapter 3, I want to go right to the first. I don't have time to waste with this. And verse 21 of Judges 3 says this, Brother Danny, Ehud reached with his left hand and pulled out the dagger strapped to his right thigh and plunged it into the king's belly. The dagger went so deep that the handle disappeared beneath the king's fat. So Ehud did not pull out the dagger and the king's bowels emptied out on the floor. I like this. Verse 23, then Ehud closed and locked the doors of the room and escaped down the latrine. After Ehud was gone, the king's servants returned and found the doors to the upstairs room locked. They thought he might be using the latrine in the room. Now it depends. This is the Living Translation. So according to this author, after Ehud had drove the 18-inch word, hello, Minister Elder Lisa Brown, so glad to see and hear from you, drove the sword into the belly, the guts came out on the ground, came out on the floor, and there was a stench in the room. And the deep thing was the bowels emptied out on the floor. Okay, now according to the Living Translation, the toilet, the latrine, was the same thing that Ehud escaped down inside her to get away as he locked the doors behind him. And the Bible says in verse 24 of Judges 3, after Ehud was gone, the king's servants, or what I like to call his security firm, returned and found the doors to the upstairs room lock, which, of course, is what I call the penthouse apartment lock. They thought he might be using the latrine in the room or using the bathroom or doing the number two because his bowels and waste or manure is on the floor because all his guts spilled out. And the Bible says he was a very fat, heavy man and all those daggone coconuts he was eating. And it says, so they waited, But when the king didn't come out after a long delay, they became concerned and they got a key. And when they opened the doors, they found their master was dead on the floor. But let me add this. While the delay was in process, while things were being held up, while things are not moving as fast as we would like it, the Bible says that Ehud escaped, passing the stone idols on his way to Seara. When he arrived in the hill country of Ephraim, Ehud sounded an alarm, or he blew a trumpet, and then he led a band of Israelites down from the mountains. So the delay set up the relay. Relay means race. So while they're waiting to see what happened to the guy they thought was using the toilet, doing the number two, all that space does is create a runway for Ehud to round up the troops and round up his army. Let me give you a prophetic word today, BT Express, Elder Minister Lisa Brown, heart to heart, Danny DeValle, one of the greatest leaders in our county, Aji Nunn, Robert Santos. Whenever something is being slowed down, and it doesn't move as fast as you like it, do not become distressed. And don't start comparing your life or situation to somebody else. God delay a thing so he can relay something else. And we deal with the relays that deal with race. And God spoke this to me while I was in Newark today. He said, tell the folk that their delay will equal their relay. So when God holds things back or he doesn't move as fast as you like it, you want it done in 2 years, and God says, it'll be done in 20 years. You want it done in 10 days. God says, no, 10 months. See, you don't tell God the time schedule. You don't tell God how fast to move. Your job is to stay consistent and stay on your game until finally it unfolds. That's all right, Randy Kelly. It's okay, brother. That stuff doesn't bother me. God bless you. And the Bible says that while the delay was going on, he had escaped, passing the stone idols on his way to Seara. When he arrived at the mountain of Ephraim, the Bible says Ehud sounded an alarm. Now keep in mind, while he's blowing the alarm, Trina, while he's blowing the alarm, Randy, while he's blowing the alarm, Brenda Taylor, he is stirring up the Israelite army or the body of Christ to mobilize. So while the delay is there, the relay is taking place. And so I'm here to pray and encourage many of you who sometimes quit on God, stop tithing, stop giving, because your situation seems to still be taking its time. I'm going to show you that your mature level of serving Christ is based on you staying consistent when God got a delay, he got something on hold, and it isn't moving as fast as you like it. Now, the deep thing is, while the security firm was outside the door waiting for Eglon to open the door and let them in, little did they know that Eglon was laying on the floor dying slowly because all of his guts and all them coconuts are laying out on the floor because he was a very fat man. So when Ehud drove the 18-inch word of God into his stomach, he fell out on the floor and he's slowly dying. And in that delay, he is slowly dying. In the midst of that delay, my boy then escaped through the latrine, went down the daggone toilet system, ran, gathered up the church, gathered up his members, gathered up his M318, and sounded the alarm for victory. So while that delay was in process, a relay was being initiated. So this is one of the things I want to pray and prophesy over many of you who watch me today. Start encouraging yourself that just because something doesn't move as fast as you like it, it doesn't mean God forgot about you. It means God is putting things in order and God is lining up the right troops to fight for you. See, you might think that the people that are around you now are those that roll with you. And I've learned a lot of times, it ain't the crowd that rolls with you. It isn't everybody on the bus. Sometimes God got to scatter certain people and move things around so that the right people get on the right bus and the right seat at the right time. And so the deep thing is, Ehud sounded an alarm, and all the folks that was willing to follow Ehud came down. And look at the two words Ehud said in Judges 3, verse 28. First two words, famous song in the club, follow me. All right, follow me, you know. And he said, for the Lord has given you or given us the victory over Moab, your enemy. So they followed him. So they followed him. Listen to me, y'all. So they followed him, which means his very own delay mobilized people to follow him. So a lot of times when people try to rush you, try to speed you, try to make you move faster, try to make you make a decision faster, sometimes just relax. Cool out. Get a cup of coffee. Drink a cup of tea. Drink some Essentia water. Relax. And say, God is working things out. I'm not trying to rush nothing. Yeah, I wanted to be married at 30, but I'm 45. God will do what he got to do. Yeah, I plan to retire at 50. Well, God didn't do it like that, so I retired at 70. Yeah, don't allow people to put time restraints on God. Learn to enjoy the journey and begin to prophesy and pray, Lord God, thank you that my delay equals my relay. When you get to Judges 3:28, he says, follow me, he said, for the Lord has given me victory over Moab, your enemy. And they followed him. And the Israelites took control of the shallow crossings of the Jordan River across from Moab, preventing anyone from crossing. So apparently this was a strategic move. It allowed the Israelite army to enter into a relay race, to speed and get into positions to block the enemy so they can have an advantage. And so when they did that, apparently they was able to attack the Moabites, which represents demons, and slaughtered them. About 10,000 of their strongest and most able-bodied warriors. Now, I say this all the time, and this is a bonus. Why are they so strong, and why are they so able-bodied? It's those coconuts, and it was their ability to enslave the Israelites that gave them the ability to get strength. So when you start practicing, using your muscles, using your mind, and you're on the right diet, taking care of your body, you become strong, and you become most able-bodied warriors, which means fighters. So these were well-trained men. The problem with the Moabites was that one delay that Ehud had enabled him to get into position. Now, let me give you a prophetic word today, Trina and Randy Kelly and Brenda Taylor, BT Express, and to Elder Lisa Minister Brown, and to Danny DeValle, and to RJ and Robert Santos, and to Pastor Sharon and LQ and Dan Shiver. I'm prophesying into 2019 that you stop stressing, that you do not worry about why something has taken so long. Your job is to remain consistent in kingdom obedience and kingdom submission while God sets the pieces in order. When God tells you to blow the horn, LQ, which represents praise and worship, open your mouth and start praising him. I ministered to a person the other day in the hospital who supposedly have a type of cancer that's spreading throughout the body. So this is supposed to be a death doom sentence. The doctors are saying it's spreading. But I ministered to this person. I told this person, open your mouth and start to give God praise. And while God is cleaning and healing your body of cancerous cells, you give him thanks and praise. Now, it may not happen as fast as you like it, but enjoy the delay, because that delay is going to help you have a better relay. You're going to run the race better than you did before. And sometimes we don't understand that, because we want God to move now, heal now, give me a husband now, give me a wife now, give me a child now, give me all my millions now. And God said, no, you don't need all that now. I know you want a million, I'm going to start you off with a dollar. I know you want six figure, I'm going to give you 50 cents. And I'm going to allow you to trust me as you practice working kingdom principles while I turn your delay into your relay. And relay represents a race. All right, now watch this. Verse 29 says, they attacked the Moabites and killed about 10,000 of their strongest and most able-bodied warriors. Watch this. Not one of them escaped. Now, here is a prophetic word, Trina. Some folks move so fast that the demons you were supposed to decapitate got away. Let me say it again. I'm going to read it in reverse. Some of you move so fast, you don't wait on the Holy Spirit. You're so busy trying to prove to someone you bigger and badder and you greater. You move so fast, you was not able to decapitate the demons that were set against you. So you move before the time. But when you follow the Holy Spirit and you wait for the right time, God will position you to decapitate every single demon that was up against you. Oh, my God. Pastor Sharon, I know I'm talking right. I think it was Pastor Sharon told me on Sunday, whatever I have to set up, God going to mix it up and do what he want to do. And I've learned to allow God to have his delays. I have to tell you, I was upset because I wanted my book to be out by December last year. November, I was working on my book. And Pastor Sharon said, Pastor Mike, calm down. The book will come out when it's supposed to. Your faithful people bought the book. Relax. Keep working on it. When the time is right, it's going to come out. And I had to relax myself. And God said, your delay is your relay. And I still didn't reach my 177 customers. Only 140 bought. So there's about 30 of you who didn't buy a book yet. So 30 of you today, while you're watching me, go to my Cash App and order one book. The book is only $25. Order it. I do want to hit the 177. So if 30 of you order a book right now, 30 times 30, that's another $900. But it's going to be able enable me to reach my goal. And so even though my book is delayed, it's not denied. Even though my book is on delay, it means God's ready for a relay. And so I'm prophesying over Minister Lisa Brown and over Pastor Sharon and over Trina that you don't get discouraged when things don't move as fast as you like it. Learn to enjoy the journey. Relax yourself. Begin to give God thanks and praise. But here's the key. Stay consistent. Don't drop the ball. Don't quit because other folks quit. And I've seen a lot of folks get to the 99th step before the finish line and quit right before the 99th step. If you had stuck with it long enough, you would have got a breakthrough. But being that you got too impatient, you quit and went to the back of the line. Watch this, Pastor Sharon. Not one of them escaped. So Moab that day was conquered by Israel. I'm going to say it again. Moab. And keep in mind, the term Moab is the land. It's the territory. It's the real estate. It's not the Jewish religion. It's the property they took over. I believe they took back Jericho City. They took back the coconut trees. They took back everything that the enemy stole from them. Why? Because that delay, that space that Ehud had while Eglon was on the floor slowly dying with the Lord, with the doors locked, thinking he's doing number two in the bathroom, that delay equaled the relay. So many of you who are watching me today and will watch this broadcast after I go off the air, I'm praying for you that you don't get discouraged because you didn't get your college degree in 4 years. It took 8 years. You didn't get the position you want in 6 weeks, but you got it in 6 years. You didn't get the great marriage at 21, but you got the marriage at 51. Don't allow someone else's breakthrough to make you feel lesser or that your faith is not as strong. Or because you wasn't the youngest one. Hey, it doesn't matter. What matters more is that God's timing is respect. And God's timing is honor. And it may not move as fast as you like it. I'm believing God right now that my mother-in-law is going to walk. And she's going to wear those red heels. She's going to get married and enjoy her life. Now, the delay is there, but the relay is being set up. Are you with me? You know? I've been working with Pillar College to become a full-fledged college in Patterson. One time it was on delay. Now it's on relay. It's picking up speed. And I really believe that Pillar College is motivating other colleges to return to Patterson. I got word already that William Patterson and Montclair are trying to start an outreach to Patterson through colleges. And Pillar started it. Pillar College started. I said Pillar College started. Thank you, Dominic. Thank you, Reverend McDuffie. Thank you, Pastor Worship Clergy on Fire. Thank you, Principal Sebastian. Thank you, DeLon. Thank you, Donald Whitaker. Thank you, Pastor Mel. Thank you, Minister Lisa Elder Brown. Thank you, Ron Salente. I call out names. Thank you because you stood with us when everybody left because you stood and you prayed. And now what was a delay ends up being a relay. Folks are running to the college. I dropped off a student today at Pillar College in Newark. It was a Hispanic student, didn't really know much English. And I dropped off. I said, oh, that's my cousin. You know this college? I said, yes. I was so excited. Glory be to God. Your delay does not mean you're denied. It means God's creating a relay. There's a race coming. There are people looking for you, running for you, trying to chase you down. Hallelujah. And the Bible says they subdued Moab that day. And watch this. And there was peace in that land. We get ready for our break. And there was peace in that land for 80 years. So 18 years of bondage turned into 80 years of life in peace and prosperity. And no one's talking about the 666, the beast, the false prophet, the dragon. Someone operated in kingdom principles and turned bondage into freedom. We're going to take our break and we're going to come back to www.mikebroadcastddv.com. I'm going to stay on the line here for Mike Live. Come back after this break.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.
And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
All right. We're back to www.mikebroadcastddv.com. And you've been listening to Your Delay Equals Your Relay. And I know T.D. Jakes had a message, just because something is delayed doesn't mean you've been denied. And the Lord gave me a word today and said, tell the people, just because something is on hold or just because something is not moving as fast as you like it, doesn't mean God told you no. He is just slowing you up so that other folks can get into place. Now, I'm going to show you something, how deep this word is I'm giving you. In my hand, I'm carrying my Pillar College Truth and Education packet. And this is what Pillar College has become in the great city of Patterson. Dominic and myself and a handful of pastors and leaders and some educators helped to bring a 4-year Middle States accredited college to the great city of Patterson, which is called Pillar College. And of course, because of our tenacity and because I understand the word that your delay equals your relay. And even though we tried to rush things, 2012 started the movement, but we've been on it since 2012, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. And if the truth be told, we probably started in 2011, but launched our program in 2012. But I'm letting you know, because we understand the power of the delay equals the relay, Dominic and myself together as a tag team had to meet with different people from the government, from the state office, to the congressman, to the mayor at the time, Mayor Jeff Jones, to Commission of Education, to Pastor Randall Lassen, the VP of PCC College, Stephen Rose, the president of the college, and meet with different groups. We met with everybody, and everybody sometimes wasn't moving fast. And so there was always a delay, always a postponement. You know, every time we go to meet, folks say, meet you next week. We can never get folks to turn our phone call. And sometimes you can sometimes get discouraged because you want stuff to move fast. And God says, no, I'm allowing things to delay because I'm creating a relay. And I'm showing you some of the stuff that's in this packet because we know how to stick with it. Look at their pamphlet here. Look, become a transformer national leader. And it talks about the Pillar College program. Oh, just an awesome thing. Our mission is Pillar College educates, inspires, and equips students for excellent scholarships, service, and leadership. Rooted and committed to the Christian faith and love, Pillar College fosters intelligent, spiritual, and social development amongst its diverse student population at various instructional sites. And it talks about Pillar College. It talks about our degree programs. You know, and look at the different programs we have in Pillar College in Patterson and the greater Patterson area, and now spreading throughout New Jersey. Here are the degree programs, because delay doesn't mean denied. It means relay. So when God slows things down, DD and LQ and Pastor Sharon, he's only putting stuff in place. And watch this. These are the degree programs at Pillar College. And keep this in mind, the only accredited Christian college in New Jersey. Listen to this, y'all. Pillar College is the only accredited Christian college. And when I use the term accredited, I'm talking about accredited by the Middle States accreditation, which is that these credits are honored by all colleges. You can go to college and think your credits are accredited, but it's accredited by a wrong body. If you're accredited by the Middle States accreditation, that's the highest level of accreditation. It gives your credits credibility and power. So when you transfer your credits from here to Duke or to Seton Hall or some other type of college, Wichita State, it is accepted because of the weight of its credit. The only accredited, watch this, y'all, the only accredited Christian college in New Jersey, Pillar College has been delivering a Christ-centered education for over 100 years. We offer a variety of graduate and traditional undergraduate degrees, in addition to innovative and non-traditional programs designed for adults and non-native English language learners. When you visit any of our three locations, watch the locations: Newark, Somerset, and Patterson. Thank you, Dominic. Thank you, Reverend McDuffie. Thank you, pastors, Pastor Workshop Clergy on Fire. Thank you, Silk City High School. Thank you, Principal Sebastian. Thank you, DeLon. Thank you, Donald Whitaker. Thank you, Mickens. Oh, my God. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. You were the first group to help build this whole program. And I'll forever remind Pillar College of that. You'll find that Pillar College is more than an address. We are a community of student supporters. As such, we offer a quality, comprehensive education with the highest possible accreditation. What's up, cuz? Gary James. The Pillar College Advantage programs that offer flexibility for a variety of life and career needs. Now, watch this. I'm teaching something, Tia Moon. I'm teaching something, Gary James. This became a manifestation because I understood that just because something is delayed doesn't mean it's been denied. But just because something is delayed, it might create a relay, which is a race of people coming out the mountain to join your initiative. These are the programs now at Pillar College that are now being offered in Patterson because someone did not quit. Someone didn't give up. And it wasn't just one person that did it. Stop thinking you're the only one that's doing it. It's a group of people. And behind the scenes, praying for me was my church, the Mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church. It was KOM. It was M318. They was praying and interceding. And now we got a fully accredited Middle State College in Patterson, and the only one right now. But William Patterson is returning. Thank you, Pillar College. Here comes Montclair. Thank you, Pillar College. You motivated other colleges to jump back in Patterson. I'm loving it. Your delay equals your relay. Listen to this, President CVJ. These are programs that are now being offered in Pillar College that are right now in Patterson. They offer a Master of Arts in Counseling and Ministry Leadership. I'm going to read that to you in a few minutes. A Master's in Counseling and Ministry Leadership. Also, we offer a Bachelor of Arts, Church Leadership, Counseling, Urban Ministry. Also, a Bachelor in Elementary Education, Intercultural Communication, Business Administration and Management, Entrepreneurship, Nonprofit Management, Organizational Leadership, Psychology and Counseling, which is probably our number one bachelor's program. Concentration in Marriage, Family, Crisis Counseling, and also Associates of Arts and General Studies. Those are the degree programs that's at Pillar College. And all of this funnels down to Patterson because Dominic and myself understood that just something, because something is delayed, doesn't mean it's denied. Or your delay equals your relay. So this is a proof that just because something takes long, don't quit. Just because something doesn't move as fast as you like it, don't quit. Stick with it. Look for your committed warriors. Look for people who stick with you in good season and bad season. Build your ministry, build your business off of people who understands the power of longevity, who understand the power of being committed. Oh my God. I got to read to you there is a program now that's offered in Patterson, which is a master's program and a counseling program. There's a famous professor, Dr. Tracy M. Duncan. And you know what? If you can get through this counseling and get your master's, I heard you have the ability to open up your own practice, which means you can even get insurance payments and open up your own office. And what more do you want? Thank God for some people who understand that just because something is delayed doesn't mean it's denied. This is ridiculous. Let me read something to you. And I'm telling you about, let me tell you about this MAC program. Listen to me. And this is those who got your bachelor's. This is now being offered in the school district because we got some Ehud warriors. Dominic, Ehud warrior. McDuffie, Ehud warrior. Mighty Sons of God Fellowship Church, Ehud Warriors. M318, Ehud Warriors. My God, Pastor Workshop Clergy on Fire, Ehud Warriors. Reverend Marcus Debnam, Ehud Warriors. I'm trying to tell, listen, Mom Collins, Ehud Warriors. Bree, Ehud Warriors. Jamie, Tawan, Cassandra, Micaiah, Ehud Warriors. Delon, Donald, Principal. These are folk who got in the grind and stuck with it. And just because things were pushed back, we kept pressing. We didn't quit. We didn't throw it. We didn't give up. This MAC program is a counseling program. It's a 60-credit program designed and based on the 2016 CREP accreditation program standards, providing the 8 common core areas representing the foundational knowledge required for the CACREP approved program, actively pursuing CREP accreditation, which they're about to hit and have it. Pillar College has established a distinctive approach that includes the integration of the Christian worldview and faith-based values into the professional counseling, specialization in marriage, couple, and family counseling, professional, educational, and training curriculum. The MA and counseling program meet the requirements of the National Certified Board of Counselors, the NBCC, and the New Jersey Licensure as a Licensed Associate Counselor, LAC, and a Licensed Professional Counselor, LPC. It is a program delivered to a cohort-based schedule, face-to-face course, 9-week course sequence, 2-year expectation program completion, and we got a cohort in Patterson, Newark, and Somerset. You know why it happened? Because I understand that delay does not mean deny. Delay equals relay. So when God slows things down and it don't move as fast as you like it, and you wait for the Holy Spirit to order your footsteps, God will bring warriors out the mountains that will follow you. You know why I do M318? You know why I'm loving 318, President Crystal? Because there are many members and people that love Pastor Mike that would never attend any one of my churches. But they love me on Facebook, love me on Instagram, love me across the social media. They love me at www.mikebroadcastddv.com every Saturday. They love me at eternallifetv.com, 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock. They love me, Lord God, on www.glorysongs.net every Tuesday. And I'm training and equipping people outside of my Patterson area. I'm in North Carolina, South Carolina. I'm across Pakistan. And I soon learned that, thank God that God didn't give me a mega church in Patterson on a Sunday morning. This is deep, y'all. He didn't allow that. He delayed that. He said, no, if you did that, you'll settle down in Patterson. You're bigger than Patterson. I'm spreading you throughout New Jersey, throughout Connecticut, throughout New York. I'm taking you to the 50 states, and I'm taking you in a unique pathway. Enjoy the journey. So you had to come to a conclusion. I had to become fully persuaded that in 2014, my whole ministry changed. When Dr. Miles Monroe plane went down with his wife, Ruth, and 6 others, including a young kid, the plane crashed and all 8 of them died. In 2014, in November, my whole life changed, the whole ministry changed. And God shifted everything. And most of the folk who were around me departed and left, while God kept the core and resent to me 2 of my spiritual daughters that came back to support me. And I call them out, Pastor Sharon and Minister Danielle. But they came at the right time. And I had some sisters that stuck with me, didn't leave. Minister Lisa Brown, Elder, and Linda, and Mashine, and of course, my beautiful wife, Jamie. I'm telling you, man, when you got this core that stick with you through thick and thin, and everybody can't stick with you. I understand folks got all caught, and there's no disrespect from people leaving and departing. Nothing wrong with that. I'm trying to teach you, don't get discouraged because certain folks leave. And don't be saying they curse because they left and they not going to prosper. That's manipulation. Sometimes folks do better when they leave you. I've learned that some folks prosper better when they went to someone else's church. That's just the name of the game. All I'm concerned about is what God's given me, and when it pertains to this message is, just because something is on delay, it doesn't mean you missed it. It means God is creating a relay. Some of you have been trying to force a relationship with someone, and that's not the one God wants you to be with. So he calls you to be single. He delays you because there's a relay coming. Because once you go into your position of kingdom and be obedient to what God tells you to do, God sends a man off the mountain to come find you. If you're a woman and you're tired of dating, if you're a man and you're tired of dating deadbeat relationships and you want to hold up, wait a minute, and just wait on the Lord. And then God will send you the woman out the mountain that you can chase and pursue. What we do, we claim it, we nab it, we grab it, we stab it. And if it don't happen as fast as we like, we say we missed it or God didn't hear us. No, that God just got a time for when he wants to do what he want to do. And God slows it down for a reason. Very important to understand this type of thinking. I've learned. And let me tell you something. I've been ministry this year 39 years, and I've been, of course, saved 40 years this year. 40 years, saved 40 years. I got saved in my own room in the month of July and gave my life to Christ. Even though I grew up in the church, I had a consciousness of who Christ was because my mother and father made us go to church in Sunday school. And but I had a personal encounter with Christ in my room. I was delivered from the spirit of suicide and a spirit of depression. And I was freed ever since. And it didn't take me long to go into ministry. That's right. And Gary James, Dr. Monroe is still my guy. He's still my guy, too, man. His stuff still lives. It still lives, man. I'll give you a whole thing about Dr. Miles. And I've learned. And I've learned down through these years. I've learned so much that you learn to be patient. And you wait. And you don't try to be with every group or be with everybody. You pick your friends wisely. You pick your groups wisely. You pick your connectivity wisely. And you learn to enjoy the journey while God builds your model, while God unfolds and builds you up. You know, the amazing thing is about that when you study the word of God and you watch how God operate. You know, there was one scripture in the Bible that in the book, I think, the story of Gideon. You know, you read the story of Gideon, which is another judge. And I forgot, I think it's Gideon chapter, I think it's Judges chapter 7, if I'm correct. And I hope I can find, I think it's Judges 7, if I'm correct or not. If you go to Judges 7, it talks about Gideon. And the Bible says 7:1, early in the morning, Jerubbaal, which his name is Gideon, and all his men camped at the spring of at Harod. And the camp of Midian was north of them in the valley near the hill of Moreh. The Lord said to Gideon, watch this, you have too many people. I cannot deliver Midian into your hands or Israel will boast against me. My own strength have saved me. Now announce to the army, anyone who trembles with fear may turn back and leave Mount Gilead. 22,000 men left while 10,000 remain. Why, I'm showing you something. It's not time to battle. I need to scatter some things. I'm going to delay something so I can chase some folk away. After that, I thought he had enough soldiers to win the battle. I mean, you go to 7 verse 4. But then the Lord said to Gideon, there are still too many people. Let me make this personal. You got too many members, Pastor McDuffie. You got too many people too close to you in Patterson. I'm going to scatter these people. There are still too many men. Take them down to the water and I will thin them out for you there. If I say, this one shall go with you, he shall go. But if I say, this one shall not go with you, he shall not go with you. Look at this. Imagine this being your church membership program. Imagine you trying to build your mega church and God telling, all right, this one stay, this one go. This one stay, this one go. This one stay, 10 of you go. This one stay, 20 of you go. Just imagine how God would scatter people. Verse 5, this is Judges 7:5. So Gideon took the men down to the water. Then the Lord said to him, separate those who lap the water with their tongues as a dog laps from those who kneel down to drink. 300 of them drank from cup hands, lapping like dogs. All the rest got down on their knees to drink. And the Lord said to Gideon, with the 300 men that lap, I will save you and give the Midians into your hands. Let all the others go home. Did you get that? All right? All right? He said, with the 300 men that lap, I will save you and give the Midians into your hands. Okay? Watch this. This is so deep. All right? The men that took the water and cupped the water and did this and lapped it, their eyes was able to see the battle. Those that had their head down in the water, they're not observant of what's coming. So God said, send them folk home who had their head down drinking like that. But those that cupped and brought the water up, that's the one. Those the 300 that's going to help you win the battle. Now I'm going to begin to close because I want to show you something in my close because right now is about 2:53. I got 2 minutes. And I read that particular portion of the scripture because I want to encourage many of you who are watching me who's lost friends in the past few years, you've lost relationships, you lost property, you lost cars, you lost motorcycles, you lost some time. And sometimes you feel like God forgot you. I'm here to encourage you. God did not forget you, because your delay equals your relay. Because in 2019, there are people coming out the mountain looking for you, President CVJ, looking for you, Pastor Sharon, looking for you, Minister Danielle, looking for you, Melissa, looking for you, LQ, looking for you, Gary James. They're looking for you, Mike Jeffries. And those of you who watch this after I go off the air, I release a spirit of God's soldiers looking for you, because you embrace the delay season, but stay consistent in kingdom behavior. Don't stop sowing seed. Don't stop tithing. Just enjoy the delay and learn to master your resources and master your time wisely while God aligns certain folks to get on the bus with you. When I was reading the book or listening to the CD series on Good to Great, one of the things that the guy said about building a billion-dollar company, Raquel, is that some folks you have to fire from certain positions and get them out of the bus because they got too much weight and they're not fit for the position. And because you're trying not to hurt people's feelings, you're trying to keep the position, but they're holding up the company. Sometime you could get them off the bus and move them someplace else so that seat is warmed up for somebody else. I prophesy today that you will not be discouraged. And in the middle of your delay, may God bring a relay. And may God release from the mountains people that will find you, support you, invest in you, and be part of that strategic group. I claim this in Jesus' name. Amen. I got to begin to close out. The time is 2:55. We got church Sunday at 9 a.m. Hey, let's pray for Pastor Mike. Go to my cash at Raquel. Go to my cash at Mike Jeffries. Gary James, go to my cash at Melissa. Go to the cash app. And everybody sow a seed today. I want to pray that your delay turns into your relay. God bless you. Love you so much. Reverend McDuffie.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue, featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny
Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are Blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.